Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Masechta Bava Metzia. We are up to Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. So, let's say, Amar L'Shnayim, a guy says to two other people, Gazalti le'echem mikem, ma'navein yodeh ez mikem. I stole 100 zuz from one of you. I just don't know which one of you I stole from. Avav shalachem mikem, hivkili ma'navein yodeh ezu. Or, one of your fathers gave me 100 zuz to watch, and I'm supposed to give it back. I just don't know which one. Nosin lezeman, lezeman. The halach is you got to give 100 zuz to each of them. Shahodim piyatsmo, because you admitted that you owe 100 zuz. So since you admitted it, no one made any taina against you. So it shows that you want to be yotze any possible chiyuv that you have, and that the only way to be absolutely certain that you yotze the chiyuv is to pay it in full to both parties. Mishnah Dalit, Shnaim Shivkidu Eitzalech, if two people gave a pikadon with one shomer, Zeman of Zemasayim, one of them gave 100 and the other one gave 200, Zomer Shalimasayim, Zomer Shalimasayim, when it comes time to collect, to get back their pikadon, each one is claiming that they gave the 200 zuz. Nosin lezemana lezemana, so one thing for sure, everyone's entitled to at least a mana, so give both guys a mana, Vashar Yemunachat Sheyav Eliyahu, and the rest, you put it away until Eliyahu Navi comes. And we'll tell you who it actually belongs to. So I'm Rabbi Yossi, I'm Ken Mahiv Saramai. Rabbi Yossi says, well, then what's to stop anybody who's only owed 100 zuz from coming along and saying that he's owed 200? He's not going to lose. He's going to get, either he's going to win and the guy will just say, all right, I'll give you the 200, or he's just going to get what he deserves anyway. So he's not going to lose anything. In order to discourage people from making false claims, we say, listen, if you come and claim 200 zuz when you really owed 100, you're not going to get anything. Everything is going to be munachat sheyav Eliyahu. So that's what you do with all 300 zuz in that case. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Gimel, we said that if a guy came forward on his own and told two people, I stole $100 from one of you, or one of your fathers gave me a pikadon of $100, but he doesn't know which one, he's got to pay both of them in order to be sure that he's done the right thing. And Mishnah Dalet, we said that if two people give a pikadon, one of them gives $100, the other one gives $200, and then each one claims they're the one that gave $200, so we have a machlok as tanoim. The Tanakhama says give $100 to each one, and the third $100 is munachat sheyav Eliyahu. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says no, then the Ramayi doesn't lose out. So you put all of it aside ad sheyavo Eliyahu. Okay, Bezrim, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey.